Shout hallelujah. Shout a loud hallelujah. We bless God for another day. We bless God for the wonders of His love concerning our lives. We thank God for this second day of the month of January, year 2021. It's a glorious thing to see the beginning of this year, the beginning of this month. And it's a wonderful thing to see the mighty hands of God upon our lives in this year 2021. We are trusting God that this year is going to be a year of our favor, it's going to be a year of grace, it's going to be a year of total restoration, and it's going to be a year of revival in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you are welcome to the second day of the month of January, year 2020. And I'm trusting the Lord in a new dimension that this year will favor every one of us in Jesus' name. Don't forget that this is the beginning of a new day. It's the beginning of a new month. It's the beginning of a new year. And it's the beginning of a new dawn. Also, it's the beginning of a new decade. So we are in a strategic period. We are in a strategic moment. And you yourself also must be strategic. You must know how to take over. You must know how to speak into the day. You must know how to speak into the month. You must know how to speak into the year. And as we begin to speak, the Almighty God will begin to minister healing, deliverance, signs and wonders, breakthrough into your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, I was talking about the dynamics of your word. I was talking about the mystery of your word. I was talking about how your word can create your word. I was talking about the importance of your word. I want you to understand very well that as we are going into this new year, as we are stepping in one by one into this new year, we must know how to take control of the new year. We must know how to take control of all the things that God has created for us this new year. And that is why I've been talking about the dynamics of your word, the importance and mysteries of your word. I quoted yesterday Job chapter 22, verse 28. The Bible says, "And thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and light shall shine on your way." So there is power when you begin to decree. There is power when you begin to prophesy to your future. There is power when you begin to speak to your life. There is power when you begin to create your word by your word. There is power when you begin to know how to speak word prophetically. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, that life and death are all in your tongue. Life and death are in your tongues. And those who love the fruit of it, we know how to speak. We know how to handle it. We know what to say. We need to understand that. We need to know something very important, that words are like seed. When you speak something out, every time, and you give that thing an impression, every time it becomes a reality. Your word is like a seed. And anytime you speak out, you multiply the seed. And when you continue speaking out, you notice that that seed will be growing. It eventually becomes a reality. You are where you are today because of what you have spoken long time ago. So that is why this very particular year, 2021, you must learn how to prophesy into your future. You must learn how to speak prophetically into your life. You must learn how to speak positively into your life. You must learn how to say, "I am blessed." You must learn how to say, "I'm rich." You must learn how to say, "I will fulfill my destiny." You must learn how to say that I will accomplish my dream. You must learn how to say, "I am coming out of this debt." You must learn how to say, "I will live long." You must learn how to prophesy victory into your destiny. You must prophesy success into your destiny. You must prophesy new level into your life. Your life will move in the direction of your word. The Bible says you will eat the fruit of your word. So the Bible is talking about that when you are speaking, you are planting a seed. When you are speaking, you are planting seed. And at one point in the life, and what point in your life, you will eat the fruit of that seed. So you must learn to speak positively into your life this year. You must not talk any negative thing to your world, into your life. You must speak positive into your life. Expect to receive victory as you speak positive thing to your life. You cannot talk negative. You cannot talk defeat and expect victory. You must keep on sowing a positive seed into your future. You must keep on sowing a positive seed into your life. And as you are speaking that word, you are sowing that word, you notice that things will be happening. There may be time that some things happen. Oh, every one of us may have a negative thought one way or the other, but you must not give the thought an expression. When you have a negative thought and you are speaking it out, you have given that thought an expression. You have given that thought a fuel to operate. So learn how to speak positively into your life. Learn how to create what you want by your word. Listen to me very well. No matter what you are passing through, you must know one thing, that this year is a new year. You must know one thing, that this year is a new dawn. You must know one thing, that this year is a new period in your life. You must know that this year is a new chapter in your life. So you must learn how to take over this year. You must learn how to speak into this year. This is January. Whatever you begin to speak now, whatever you begin to say now, whatever you begin to decree now, it shall begin to direct your life in this year. It shall begin to monitor your life in this year. Whatever you are saying now will become a garment that you'll be wearing around this year. Whatever you are saying now become a map that your life will move in that direction. So therefore, learn to speak positively into your life. Learn to speak the word of power into your life. Learn to create an atmosphere that your destiny will operate in. Because when you speak into your life, you create an atmosphere. When you speak into your life, you create a particular word for your life. When you speak into your life, you create a direction for your life. When you speak into your life, you create a direction for your life. So therefore, whatever you want to be this year, it must start from what you have spoken out. It must start from what you are saying. The Bible says, as a man will be, as a man thinketh in his heart, so the man will be. Proverbs 23, verse 7. So you must know that the word you are speaking comes as a result of the abundance of your thoughts. So therefore, wherever you want to move to this year, whatever you want this year, how you want your life this year must come up from what you say to your destiny. You must say to your life that this year is my year. This year I am going to make it. This year I am going to live in good earth. This year I am going to succeed. This year I am going to excel. This year I am coming out of this bondage. This year I am coming out of this situation. This year I am going to enter into the land of my promise. This year I'm going to enter into my promised land. This year I am going to move with dynamics of God's grace. When you begin to speak such word into your life, and you make that word constantly, and you make that word continually, and you are speaking it deliberately by faith, you will notice that your life will be walking in that direction. You will notice that everything surrounding you will be moving in that direction. You will notice that the elemental forces will be walking in that direction. You will notice that your world will be created in that direction. Why? Because the whole thing we see in life, they are all created by words. Let there be light. There was light. It was spoken out and it was done. You can speak out and the power of God will create what you have spoken out. You can speak out and the word of the Spirit will begin to bring into manifestation your word. Learn to speak powerfully to your life this year. Learn to prophesy into your life this year. Learn to prophesy to your dry bone this year. Learn to prophesy to your marriage this year. Learn to prophesy to your children this year. Learn to prophesy to your business this year. Learn to prophesy to your womb this year. Learn to prophesy to your hand this year. Learn to prophesy to your situation this year. Learn to prophesy even into this country this year. Learn to prophesy into your ministry this year. Learn to prophesy into your career this year. Learn to prophesy into your academic this year. Learn to prophesy into your business this year. Learn to prophesy into your financial stand this year. Learn to prophesy into every area of your life this year. As you do, the power of God will create what you have spoken into existence. And you will see that the glory of God will overshadow your life. Caleb and Joshua, they steal the people and they told them, we are able to possess the land. We are able to possess the land. They never considered themselves as a grasshopper. They considered themselves as an overcomer. They considered themselves as an able person. And they spoke it out. And it was so. These two men were the only one among those elderly people that eventually saw the land. Because they have spoken it out. And the heaven created it for them. I pray for you right now as you begin to speak out the word of life into your destiny. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray on the oil now that you have in your hand. If you have the oil there, or you have a bottle of water, I'm going to pray on it. And immediately I pray on it, I will be telling you to speak into your life. I'll be telling you to prophesy into your future. I'll be telling you to speak into your destiny. And then immediately as you have spoken, it shall come to pass instantly. Oh, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. The year is still fresh. The year is still early. The year is still at the beginning. So you must learn how to take it over by prophetically spoken to your life, by prophetically spoken to your destiny, by prophetically spoken to your marriage, by prophetically spoken to your finances, by prophetically spoken to your business. And so shall it be. No matter the situation around, you stand to speak. You stand to speak out, because your word will give a direction to your destiny. Your word will pilot your destiny. Your word will be a torchlight that will lead your destiny into the land of promise. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil as I'm going to pray on that oil. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you because you are the Lord. I thank you for grace to see the second day of the month of January, year 2021. I thank you for mercy to see this year. I thank you for mercy to be healthy and alive this year. I thank you for mercy upon our family this year. I thank you for mercy upon this nation, Nigeria, this year. I thank you for mercy upon our family this year. I thank you for your mercy upon every situation around this year. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. I decree by the decree of the Lord that the content of the oil and the water in your hand shall carry the power of deliverance. It shall carry the power of healing. It shall carry the power that breaks the yoke of darkness. It shall carry resurrection power. The blood of Jesus Christ will enter into that water, into that oil. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will enter into that oil, into that water. The fire of God will enter into that oil, into that water. And whatever you speak out now as you anoint yourself, so instantly it shall be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now take the oil and anoint your mouth now. Open your mouth and drop the oil a little bit there. Arumpon talabons kilebronse telekayaba lambragunde lumbrakonze teleba lembrokontole vunsent ayama kambrum ambrakonze telekombra sote yekaya muprakadol lembrokozontoliabaraba. Take the oil and put it to your tongue. Right now, your tongue has carried power. Right now, your tongue has carried anointing. Right now, your tongue has carried deliverance power. You are going to speak now as you put the oil right now in that your mouth. Now you speak life now. Say, I speak life to my destiny. I speak life to my way. I speak life to my destiny and my marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. Now pray this prayer. Say, any power assigned against my destiny this year, be disgraced by fire. Any power assigned against my destiny this year, be disgraced by fire. Any power assigned against my destiny this year, be disgraced by fire. Any power assigned against my destiny this year, be disgraced by fire. In Jesus' name, say, any sickness hiding in my body, die by fire. In the name of Jesus, any sickness hiding in my body, die by fire. In the name of Jesus, any sickness hiding in my body, die by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your head. As we are anointing that head, the headache you have been having for some days shall disappear. As you anoint that head, the pain all over your head shall go back to the sender. Anoint your head and speak this word loud and clear. Say, power attacking my head, attacking my destiny. In the name of Jesus, power attacking my head, attacking my destiny. In the name of Jesus, powers attacking my head, attacking my destiny. In the name of Jesus, powers attacking my head, attacking my destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that every arrow fired into your head shall go back to the sender. Your head shall be sound. Your head shall receive fresh anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and anoint your chest now. Anoint your chest area. Aha. Now you pray loud and clear like this. Pray with power. Pray with fire. Say, every evil stranger in my body, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil stranger in my body, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil stranger in my body, get out by fire, 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 get out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. I pray that whatever is going on against your heart, such things shall disappear now in the name of Jesus Christ. Arrow fire against your heart, arrow of heart enlargement, arrow of flint in the heart. I command you to disappear and go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha, you will breathe well. Your breathing will be normal. Your breathing will be normal. You arrow of asthma, go back to the sender. You arrow of lung enlargement, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and anoint your stomach now. Anoint your stomach area. Aha. And you pray this prayer loud and clear. Aha. Say, any satanic poison in my body, disappear in the name of Jesus. Any satanic poison in my body, disappear in the name of Jesus. Any satanic poison in my body, disappear in the name of Jesus. Any satanic poison in my body, disappear in the name of Jesus. Any satanic poison in my body, disappear in the name of Jesus. Any satanic poison in my body, disappear in Jesus' name, we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your hand now. Anoint your two hands. Your hand is your instrument of labor, is your instrument of prosperity. Anoint it now. Anoint the two hands and rub it together. Now prophesy into your hand now. Say, my hands, in this year 2021, you will prosper in the name of Jesus. My hand, in this year 2021, you will prosper in the name of Jesus. My hands, in this year 2021, you will prosper in the name of Jesus. My hands, in this year 2021, you will prosper, 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 you will prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, my hand, in this year 2021, you will prosper, 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 you will prosper in Jesus' name. As we have spoken it, it is done. As you have spoken it, it is happening like that. Aha, that is what I said. Now you are going to take the oil now and anoint your tongue again. Anoint your tongue now, because it's time for you now to speak. I will leave you to speak for 30 seconds. And whatever you have spoken now, I will put a seal on it and it shall appear immediately. Aha, take it on your tongue now. Father, in the name of Jesus, as your people begin to speak and prophesy to their destiny, as they begin to speak and to prophesy to their lives, right now, let the word they speak out come to pass. Let the word they speak out concerning their destiny begin to manifest. I speak as a prophet in the house. I decree by the decree of the Lord that the word they will speak now will be established upon them. It shall be a light that will guide them. It shall be a power that will envelop them in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, beloved, wherever you are now, you have to speak what you want now. Speak what you want now. Speak whatever you want in your life. Speak it out with power. Don't close your mouth now. It is time to speak. I give you some second to speak now. Continue speaking. Makanto parakata. Lempraka suntili kayaba. Remparos katalabot. Lemprakons gadi kayaba. Lempraka zontole burunt. Lemprakons ribakambos. Indakatika payaba kata. Lembroko zontoliaba. Kriba. Lempraka zontole burunt. Indiama kandiva. Rampanka gombroko suntlikai. Melumt. Limbroko de legums. Indiapakut. Indrobo suntli. Kayaba, sininaka sininaka sa lampaka dule kabra lokobo soto yama kambo ripakada lenkabo satayaba. Begin to speak, begin to speak, begin to speak. You are now creating your world, you are creating an atmosphere, you are creating a direction for your destiny. As you are speaking, please speak out. Yes, aha, speak out what you want now. Speak out what you want in your life. Speak out something. Speak under this grace, speak under this anointing.
anything. Speak to your family. Speak to your destiny. Speak to the year 2020. Something will happen as you have spoken. Something will happen as you are speaking. Now continue to speak. Mapuka taya leko prokosute yeka paria makadko leko gosite kayaba lembral lumba la kambrobo sote kayaba la pakunda irubogo sante yaba lampa pandoko prokosute yeka inga karaba. In Jesus' name we pray. As you have spoken out, it shall come to pass in your life. As you have spoken out, it shall come to pass in your life. As you have spoken out, it shall come to pass in your life. Your life will move in the direction of what you have said. There shall be testimony. There will be release of your documents. Your marriage will function well. Your business will function well. Your destiny will function well. Your children will function well. Your health will function well. In the name of Jesus Christ, good things shall visit you this year. This year is a year of restoration and revival. So shall it be in your life. So shall it be in your destiny. So shall it be into your family. You will restore. You will recover. You will get everything that you have lost to the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's a year of full restoration. You will get a full restoration. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, this year is your year. You will get balance this year. This year is a year of sound earth. It's a year of success to your destiny. It's a year of breakthrough to your destiny. It's a year that you are coming out from every form of negative things. Is a year of testimony and is a year of blessing. Is a year you are going to be celebrated. Is a year people will dance with you. Is a year people will share testimony with you. Is a year people will listen to your testimony. Is a year that your yoke can be broken. Is your year of testimony. Get ready. Is your year of open reward. Is your year of open reward. God will reward your labor of love openly in the name of Jesus Christ. It is a year God will answer all your private and secret prayer openly. It's a year of greater testimony. Get ready as we celebrate. Celebrate with you this year. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to your life that your life will walk well. Your life will move in the direction of God's grace for your destiny this year. Your life will never be truncated. No evil shall befall you. The Lord shall cover you with his fire and with power. And the blood of Jesus shall radiate and cover your destiny. It is well with you in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across to us, you can make a phone call. Or you can even send SMS, send all information on the WhatsApp number. In case you couldn't get us, just write information there and send the text to us on this number 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you in Jesus' name.